Who are the people coming up and wanting to find out more information? What kind of things are they asking you?
First, I guess I should say that in order to work a booth, and I think be successful at it, you have to be kind of a marketer. And so it's a good thing I work in marketing and almost lose my voice at the end of every day because, you know, again, I mentioned earlier, you walk in, your head's kind of swinging and you're feeling kind of overwhelmed. So you almost need to step out in front of these folks and say, hey, have you heard of train.org? Let me tell you a little bit about it. And then you give them the elevator pitch. And if that doesn't work, you trip them and you skin their knee. And as you help them up, then you tell them a little bit about train.org. That's an approach I hope not to use as much. But no, they come over and, you know, some people have heard of train.org and many people haven't. And we just kind of talk about what to me is a beautiful thing, you know, being online, having the multimedia, but also I think especially this rich mix of literary and technical work that we have that very few other journals have anything like that, whether they're in print or online.